Blog Talk Radio.
I need some advice.
I got you. It is what it is. Inspiring, motivating, and networking. That's what it's all about. Open Talk 2. You're chatting with Cindy. Hi, everybody. You are here. You're chatting with Cindy here at Open Talk 2. My episode goes to Alicia Keys, Girls on Fire, Rita Ora, R.I.P., and Tupac, California Love. Again, want to say good morning. Hope everyone is having an awesome day. I know I am. As always, I want to thank my supporters as my platform continues to build. Remember, this is what the show is all about, inspiring, motivating, and networking with each other in the best possible situations. And it's encouraging to me to know when I have different styles of infallible women that have opened up their businesses and are being really successful in their businesses. I love your emails, guys, so keep them coming, keep them flowing to me. Got a few emails last week about my blast from the past, guys. I'm glad you are enjoying your blast from the past. Want to send a special shout-out to my Genesis. She is my goddaughter. She had a long trip this week, and she's kind of sick today, guys. So anyway, again, thank you, my supporters, for listening. Today, we're going to talk about some obtainable, measurable goals. I'm going to have a short show for you guys today. I had a long morning this morning, so kind of want to get into the swing of it. I'm going to talk about the measurable goals. But before I get to that, I'm going to give you your blast from the past early, and when I come back, I'm going to give you a little dose of reality with the ATL. I know you guys want to talk about a little scrappy, so hold tight. Be right back. Enjoy your blast from the past.
All right. All blast from the past.
Give me a soft, subtle mix.
And if it ain't broke, then don't stop.
Guys, I am back. You are here chatting with Cindy here at Open Talk 2. Hope you guys enjoyed your blast from the past, because it seems like you all are just emailing me for the blast from the past. You don't email me with any ideas anymore. I'm just kind of crushed, though. But I'm glad you guys love the blast from the past. All right, didn't want to come back from the break, y'all. I wanted to jam a little bit more. All right, guys, I want to give you your dose of reality. I'm going to talk about my little Scrappy and Mama D. MJ, are you there? Good morning, MJ.
I'm here.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing fine.
That's good. I see you got your low voice on this morning. Not going to ask why, but... anyway, let's talk about our love and hip-hop to Atlanta. I really kind of watched a little of the reunion of... Married to Medicine. I really wasn't into it. I'm sure you didn't watch that, did you?
No, I didn't get a chance. I was flying in, so I didn't get a chance to watch it. But I did watch the one from last week.
Okay. I watched a little of it. Toya tried to get a little crunk with him. She was arrested. Her and her husband was arrested. So Quad did give that a little information out to everybody. So she was arrested. What else did they talk about? They look out
so
that was gorgeous.
True.
Everybody looked beautiful. Yeah, it was true. It was true.
Okay.
DWI. Okay. I guess I didn't watch it all. I just glimpsed and got a little bit of here and there. And Andy Conan asked Mariah, could he call her by her first name, Lakeisha? She told him no. So that was funny. Your name is Lakeisha, but she didn't want to be called Lakeisha. So I don't know.
Mm.
It wasn't that good, so I kind of got off of there. But let's talk about love in hip-hop to Atlanta. What do you think about Stevie J and Jocelyn, girl? Are they a couple or what?
I think they are just a couple just to promote things. I mean, I don't think they're a real couple. It can't be. Can't be a real couple. That's a joke.
I hope not. I can't see him really being with her, but I don't know. But I guess that's, I don't know, the business. I don't know. I'm just wondering.
It is. They're making money.
Hmm. They're making a lot of money. And you see, she signed with some record label. She signed with some multi-label record label. So I don't know. Girl, what's going on with that Drew and Baby Bop? I call her Baby Bop. They put a comparison up to her looking like Baby Bop. And really, she almost looked like Baby Bop.
Did you see that when
they did the interviews?
Yeah, she already had a grudge on her shoulder. I mean, something's really wrong with her. She need help.
Yeah, she does, because she is really looking more to, like, more of them. They were in a relationship versus they're just doing business together. But,
even though they
did the little interview, he was asking questions outside of being actually interviewed, which I didn't like that. But, you know, he's a man. But, I mean, it's his business.
Yeah, it's just business. I mean, even though she's helping out with it, but I mean, I guess the type of store he wants beautiful women, and like you said, you know, you have a beautiful woman saying that you look good in the shoes, you're going to buy it. So that's what he's trying
to do. Right, exactly. Right, that's right, building his clientele up. And I mean, I don't blame you all about business. And she kept saying he is a business-minded person. We'll let him take care of his business and trust him with the business.
He knows how to do it.
She want to control. She want to control his life, his lifestyle.
She does.
So,
7 years, boo-boo, bye-bye.
I know. Baby bop, bye, baby bop. Girl, did you see Mimi and Kay Michelle and them at this video thing that they were doing? Girl, I wanted to hear.
Kay Michelle has no filters.
She does not. But she is a character. I gotta like her, though. I really like her.
I mean, she
I
just
like
tell
her
how it is. She's truthful.
She does.
She's gonna let you know. Yeah, that's how she is. She just
let me
put
was
it out
upset.
There.
I'm thinking, I wonder if old Buddy is on the DL, too.
Well, you heard Arian said the same thing. She heard the same thing about him. So it could be some truth behind it. I don't know.
But they so good looking to be on the DL. My God. I'm like,
hey.
No. I know. I know.
You least expected, though. You know?
You'd be surprised. I know. Who was Shay talking to? Was she talking to Baby Bop, too?
Yeah, she was. I guess they friends or whatnot. But yeah, she was trying to tell her to let go of your boy, Scrappy. But I'm like, you got problems. So how you gonna give somebody advice?
And right,
you
and you said you ain't let go. You won't let. You won't even let go.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. What else went on? Something else went on. I know it's gonna be good
Mama
next week though.
With the cake.
Yeah, she had
cake.
That little party. And then the Scrappy met with his dad. Remember, he met with his dad, and his dad was trying to let him know to be a man and, I guess, not listen to that mom.
Yeah, not to be, and also not to, you know, cause trouble. I mean, you up there texting women just in case, you know, you and Erica fall through. You already planning for the worst.
Yeah, that dad was kind of getting with him, though. But it was overall, it was good. I can't wait till next week. It's going to be probably a lot better with Jocelyn and old girl. I don't even know the girl's name. What's her
Shay
name?
Shay Mack. You talking about Shay Mack?
I call her Brace Face because, you know, she got a little braces. Tattoo. Well, I need to call her Tattoo.
Tattoo.
She's full of tattoos.
Okay.
Girl, I know, and all on her neck. I bet that hurt it on her neck.
Some people have addiction for that.
Yeah, I don't know, but that's going to be good next week. And, you know, I'm going to be waiting for you to call in next week with show info. Thank you for calling in.
No problem.
All righty, talk to you later. All right.
Bye.
All right, guys, that was your dose of reality with our love and hip-hop to Atlanta. Got to give you guys a dose of reality, let you know we got our ear to the street on the gossip. So, going to take a commercial break. Give you some information. And when I come back, I'm going to talk about some obtainable and measurable goals, give you some current events around Houston. Be right back. Sit tight. Are you ready for some football? Some women playing real football? Check out Houston Power Women Football at www.HoustonPowerFootball.com. Definitely empowering women 1 yard at a time. Are you looking for a photographer that can capture your perfect image? Well, email Nicholas at pictureitphotography@yahoo.com. Let him capture the diva in you. Is your skin too ashy? Or is it just too dry? Typical lotions just not helping out? Well, you better get you some Divine Serum. It's organic skincare treatment. So call Gracie at 1-888-378-3315. It's good for eczema, skin rashes, skin burns, tough skin, wounds, and skin tears. Again, that's Divine Serum. You want to look good for the weekend? You need your hair done? You want to look jazzy? Business style? Classy? You better call Carl at 832-209-4985. Again, that's Hair by Carl. Let him know you heard this advertising on the show. and he'll give you $10 off on your next appointment. He'll hook you up. You want to go back to school and get the high school diploma that you've been putting off? Well, I have the perfect program for you. Call Northwest Educational Institute at 1-877-471-5958. Again, that's 877-741-5598. That's Northwest Educational Institute. If you're trying to take your business ideas to the next level, you need more clientele, or you just want to advertise. Advertise here with Open Talk 2. You can email opentalk2@yahoo.com for advertising information. Welcome back, guys. You're here at Open Talk 2. Chatting here with Cindy. All right, guys. Hope you enjoyed the commercials. Got some information of all the people that are advertising with us. So we're going to talk about quickly how to obtain and measure your goals. I want you to write down your strengths and your goals, either business or personal. Set a deadline, 30 days, 60 days. 90 days, whatever days, how many ever days you think you need to set them. But the sooner the better so you can actually track them down. Go back and review them regularly. Make sure you have a long or short-term goal as well. And keep them very specific. And remember, guys, keep in mind nothing comes easy. You have to work at it. It has to be accomplished. Okay? Think about that. We're going to talk about quickly how to make a dream board or a vision board. Someone emailed me last week about the vision board. We talked about this a few weeks ago, so when I check your emails and you guys love certain ideas, I try to recreate and bring it back. So if you need this information, actually just email me and I'll email you the information step by step. Okay, we're going to talk about the dream board. And a dream board is basically simply a visual representation of what you would like to create in your life or your pathway. So the key concept is just to be clear on what you want to do and try to focus on one thing at a time, not a variety of different businesses if you can possibly can. So in my case, I did both. I wrote down things that I didn't want to do and I did want to do. That was just my concept. So buy a poster, make a list of things that you want to do, get some magazines, some old magazines or current ones, and cut out different little pictures of what you want to do. So if you want to get a college degree, get a picture of a degree or a paper or the actual little paper with the little bow on there, and then that's your degree plan. You know, I'm doing it in circles. If you want to open up a business, you want to do some traveling, you want to see different parts of the world, put that on your vision board. But think about things that's going to be creative and that's going to be passionate for your life. So think about, because remember, this is your life, your dream, and your reality, and only you can make this a reality. Again, I keep my dream board. I have two. I have one in my office, and I have one in my closet. So when I'm in my office working, I can periodically look back. Then in one in my closet, when I walk in to get my clothes, I can check it out, and I can say, hey, I'm here now. So I do look at mine regularly. I will, guys, I will be holding a seminar soon coming up to how to write a book. I will be introducing that information probably in the next few weeks on where we're going to be. Most likely it's going to be at Cypresswood Library, so I'll send that information out. We'll be doing some auditions on the Open Talk 2. Actually, we're going to be going live on the air, hopefully in the fall. Keep your ears and eyes open for that. I will also give you that information as well. So we will be doing some auditions, trying to look for someone that can add some flavor to the show. I'm going to give you some current events real quick. Houston Business Journal is holding a seminar on June the 3rd from 3 p.m. to 4 o'clock. And it's going to show you how to build your network. If anything that's dealing with networking, it's a good thing because you want to build your business by networking with other people. That helps grow your business. And, again, don't forget about the social medias that's out there, the Twitter, the Facebook. You know, if you can't afford to do a real website, Facebook offers those kinds of websites. You're just going to have to advertise and show people how and where to go to your information. Okay, another one is Wellness Revolution Business Networking Seminar. It's going to be at the Holiday Inn in the Galleria area. It's going to be June the 6th, and it's going to be from 7 p.m. to 8:30. Score Houston always is holding something going on over there. Always go there to get some information on startup kits, grant writing. You can either get counseling there, business counseling, free counseling. You can get you a mentor to help you walk your steps with your business. So always remember those things. And if, again, if it's something that you can't remember, if not Score Houston, always consult with your small business administration. Check me out on opentalk2@yahoo.com. Follow me on Twitter. Like me on Facebook. Going to end the show. Going to give you guys another commercial break and then send you out with some music. I know I went through the show a little quickly. If it's something that you did not understand, something that you want additionally, please email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com. You want to advertise with me, again, opentalk2@yahoo.com, and I'll send you some advertising information. Follow me on Twitter at opentalk2. Like me at Facebook. Check out Houston Power's website, guys. The last two games are wrapping up for this season. We're going to be playing in Austin this weekend, and then the next weekend we will be back in Dallas. I may have it backwards, guys, maybe Dallas this weekend. But check the website out at www.HoustonPowerFootball.com. It's still not too late if you want to donate, sponsor, anything like that. Hit them up. Check the website out. Don't forget us, women playing football. We're empowering 1 yard at a time. All right, guys, y'all have a good week. Have a blessed week. Have a blessed weekend. I'll be back next week. Going to have a guest next week. Going to have a long show next week, guys. So in the meantime, email me for any additional information. Be safe.
Peace up. A-Town down. Yeah, yeah.
Clothes and bend over to the front and touch your toes. I left the
jag and I took the roll. If they ain't cutting, then I put them on foot patrol. How you like me now when my piggy's valued over 300,000? Let's drink, you the one to please. Little Chris filled cups like double D. Me and us, what's more when we leave them dead? We want a lady in the street, but a freak in a bed at day. Take that, rewind it back. Usher got the voice to make your booty go. Take that, rewind it back. Ludacris got the flow to make your booty go. Take that, rewind it back. Lil Jon got the beat to make your booty go.
Everybody over here, everybody.